And you should be able to even pay the people even more.
Well, we have to.
Because of the amount of money that you would be saving.
Mm-hmm. And so their experience that we're losing, we're going to have those new ones trained to overcome that and our workmanship. I can still tell the people that I'll put Broden Bridge work and everything up against any other county or up against the state. We can still have the expertise, the staff to do that, so I can still make that statement.
I feel we can because the guys are training people every day.
Mm-hmm. Training one to take my spot already.
If that is all true, then it's a win-win.
Well, I feel it is with Broden Bridge. I can't speak for any other department.
Dan, what's our expected revenues? What's our budget revenues for 2022 for GCR, Road and Bridge, and law enforcement?
Currently.
Yeah, what's budget?
Even though this is still a pending.
It's going to get me close to my question.
GCR's revenue. Is seeing $16,794,610. I can just do rounding. So 16.8, just under 16.8.
Okay.
Road and Bridge is just under 12 million.
Now, is that 255 and?
Correct. The two combined.
Or 245 and 250?
Correct. 245 is looking at
combined.
1.5, and 250 is just over 10.4.
Law enforcement, 7,750?
Law enforcement is 7.5.
Looking at the list of those that could retire now and draw loggers but are choosing, they're still working here, I can't see that GCR would be hurt at all on their taking, because they're not taking it now. So I can't see that it would make any difference to them. So the revenue, the losing that employee, that whatever they're paid now, it's salary, I can't think that GCR, from what I'm seeing, would change at all on that. The only thing that would change would be our cost of percentage that the county would pay to come out of GCR.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong on that, if they don't take advantage of it, then our costs go down.
No.
It's all adjusted. I thought it was all adjusted as...
It's how many retires. There's a lot to...
They said
our hiring pattern. But now let me make a correction. As I was told by someone here that travels to all the loggers' meetings, that another commission could come in and vote it out. And I've spoke with loggers this morning. That's not true. Once you change loggers, you're forever tied in. So we
you
will
can,
not. It would not
you
happen.
Can change to get rid of it.
Do I?
You can change. They can change to get rid of it, but it's still for term is 20 years.
Right.
But loggers told me this morning that once we vote in 80 and out, it is here. That another commission cannot come in, because I was told that here a while back by someone that attended meetings and everything. But I asked her to repeat it again. And they said once that this commission votes in 8 and out, it is here for Taney County. And like Commissioner, the ratio that we pay, after we get the $2.8 million paid off on our back pay, if we were to do it next year, there's something about 45 days weigh-in period, and you have to, you're tied something about for 2 years. There's a lot to go on it. But what she said, that once it's voted in, it is there. So any employees that work for Taney County, when it's voted in, would be subject to be, anytime they're subject to the 80 and out. It cannot be taken away from them 5 or 6 years from another commission. They can't vote that out. And anyone that's working for Taney County now, they're under loggers.
I understand it's an expense, and I understand figures don't lie, but liars figure. I say that, I think, every year at budget time. That being said, $321,500, which is the $345,000 that's going to cost a year roughly, taking out the funds that aren't part of GCR, Road and Bridge, or law enforcement. Anyways, you do those numbers, it's less than 1/1000th of the overall budget. In the scheme of things, it's, again, everything adds up. I get that. I understand that. So don't think I'm not sensitive to that. But when we sit here and talk about can the county afford it, we have to be very careful in everything we do, especially when it's not just a one-time deal. But it's in the thousands of percent of the effect that it has on the overall revenues of the budget. So. Anybody else have anything? So I was under the understanding that if we put in 80 and out, future commissions or even this commission next year or whatever it looks like can do away with it. It would just take effect for anybody hired after that.
That's
what you were trying to. That's what essentially what you were saying. Yeah. And so, yes, we would still have to go back and pay the amounts. Again, $115,000 roughly of it is to go back and pay for the current employees, so they receive the same benefit. But if they don't take advantage of the benefit, then those fees, we still have to pay them in, but it still goes into a pot of money that's still Taney County's.
It stays local.
Yeah, it stays in our allocated funds. It just can't be used for anything other than retirement. Is that right?
What we pay in, it goes to, and that's how our percentage is figured.
Right.
On what we pay in and how many retire and so forth.
Right.
But it protects from
the
day.
It protects the fund.
I think it's something about 45 days after you vote on it, it has to go through some kind of a period. But once that period kicks in, every employee that's working for Taney County right now could be assured, if they wanted to, they could draw it.
They could take advantage of the 80.
Yeah, and until, I'm going to say this one, I didn't ask that question, but I believe any employee that worked for Taney County after it was put in until another commission said
until it changes,
they would be
a part of it. That's what I'm saying. It would, future commissions could stop it. It would only go from that point forward. It would not do anything with what was passed.
But we still have to pay the percentage rate per employee.
Right.
At
that point, so right now it's... Yes, it would go back to saving.
And like we got this year, we got a reduction this year because of our amount that we had in reserves. It's audited each year, and That's how they determine what a percentage will be. So where we say now is 17.3 and 17.1, that could change next year, depending
on... It could
go
to 18, it could go down to 16. I mean, again, it's all...
Yeah.
It's fluid.
What was it, 2 years, did you say? 2 years? It'll change then. Those that kick in and retire, then they'll change. But if we hire youngsters to come in, I don't know how that works, but she said they look at the age of who you're hiring and coming in. I assume, and I'm not supposed to do that, but that would be because on the salary that they're paid, and you're paying the percentage on it, that goes into your account. And the more the account is built up, the reserve is, then a percentage, if a number of employees stays about the same. Is that the way you're seeing it?
Say that again, the last part.
As her account is, okay, after we get the 2.8 million, after that's paid off and so forth, everything that we're paying each quarter on employees that we'll pay at the high percentage rate, but that money goes into the account.
Yeah, it's not like it goes into a fund that is designated as a Taney County account.
Yeah, and that's how for the next year's percentage rate will be figured then.
You guys are just jealous back there. Okay. Melanie, I do have one question you may not be able to answer. We don't, and David also, we keep track of those funds through the reports from loggers. So we know what's in that account at all times, do we not? We're able to track that fund.
Yes, Don Blue
has. I know Don's the one that... Okay. Anybody else have anything else to say? I don't know how to make a motion. If we were to do it, would it just be effective January 1 or effective immediately?
You vote on it, and once you vote on it, then it sends to loggers. I wish Don Blue was here now, but there's a 45-day waiting period for something. What that is, I don't know, but there's a 45-day. We were told that when they came here.
I don't know what it was.
And I don't know if it's a 45-day waiting period before they can start, but it says there's a 45-day waiting period.
Let me look here. I've got the...
I would assume that before anyone could activate it.
I do, if we are to do this, if we were to do this, I would definitely want, and again, everybody's going to say anything they want, but I would want commitments, and I think we do a good job of all working together and understanding the budget and working as an entire team for the county. I'm not saying we don't do a good job of that, but I would definitely want to make sure that everybody knows that we need to be sensitive to the budget, raises, other benefits, and not just... I feel like at times the commission, it's all thrown on the commission, and yet we're not necessarily worked with all the time. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? There's a wish list and a want list and a need list, and sometimes they get blurred. And then we're expected to clean up at times.
Are you saying we don't have a little genie that can just make that money and put it in there like the federal government does?
I don't know why we don't have our own mint.
Have our what?
Our own mint.
No.
I read something the other day. What was it like? We can just print more money. Why didn't the last 200 years think of that? It was pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
They did, and they knew what it would do to the country.